Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Should you ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
What's up, everybody? Happy Saturday. Welcome to The Early Edge, presented by BetMGM. We appreciate you hanging out. We got Mike McClure in the house. We got A-Mags in the house. We got 1-2 national semifinals in the Final Four coming up. Some baseball picks for you as well. Please, of course, like and subscribe to this video. We appreciate it in advance. Let's take a look at the recap screen, how things went yesterday. That Iowa beat was tough. I will say, I think it was a foul. Also, I think that Sniper probably should get avoided. If it was the Chip Patterson house, we would void any games that happened in the immediate aftermath of an earthquake, but that's neither here nor there. Tough break with the Harris English play. Mike McClure coming through. You can always count on M Squared to give you those green checks. Mike, I'll just throw it to you first, man. How are you doing here on this Saturday?
I'm doing well, Chip. Fired up. After that women's Final Four game, now we got the men's Final Four today. Day baseball. If you know anything about me, you know I love day baseball, whether it's a weekday or a weekend. So fired up, ready to go.
Absolutely. And I love listening to what both Mike McClure and A-Mags have to say about day baseball. A-Mags, you know I'm going to have my notepad out when it's time for your picks. But how are we feeling here at this stage in the early part of the season on the weekend?
Feeling good with where we're at with the MLB season. And actually today will be the first day that we run on like a Twitter Spaces after this. We'll talk like through each of the games and whatnot. So join that if you want to. We'll get in a little bit deeper. But yeah, got a few picks here for day baseball. I think it should be a good day.
All right, let's keep it right there with you. Why don't you get us locked and loaded, A-Mags? What are we going to be investing in today?
Yeah, man, there's a couple of games that I want to look at. And look, yesterday didn't really go well for me when I bet on the Reds. It was a close game there with the Mets. And I think today we kind of shift our focus to the Mets. Look, two games in a row now. It's kind of a bit of a shock here. But when you kind of look at the pitcher on the other side in Nick Martinez, I'm not a huge fan. And I think that we can take advantage with Pete Alonso over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs today. Yesterday, over 5, but he still had an RBI. I think that as you kind of get Alonso into the season more, it gets a little bit more comfortable. We saw a home run a couple days ago. Should see a little bit more. This game in Cincinnati actually was one of the only ones without really tough weather. So I think that if we're going to bet on any hitter props, Alonso here gives us a little bit of value at only minus 115. Even some books at minus 110. And secondly, I'm going to go to a game that, you know, M2 had absolutely pegged yesterday with Baltimore. And I do like them again here today. I don't think there's a huge edge on the money line, but I'm going to back Tyler Wells, their starting pitcher, to go over 15.5 outs. Now, look, I don't love being on the other side of the 5-inning mark right there, right? You need their manager to have the confidence in them to go back out for the 6th inning. And honestly, there's really not a better manager to do that than Brandon Hyde. This guy really wants all of his pitchers to get these quality starts, to get deeper into the games. Look, last game, 6 innings for Wells. He actually went out in the first 2 innings, gave up 4 runs, leaned heavily on the fastball. I think the numbers that I read were he used the fastball 15 times in his first 25 pitches, gave up 4 runs, 5 hits. Then in the 3rd inning, switches the approach, uses more changeups, off-speed pitches, and he only threw that fastball 10 more times in the next 60 pitches to finish out the outing. But at one point retired 14 batters. He looked really solid after that. So I think he brings some of those changes in here today against the Pirates. I don't love Bailey Falter on the other side. So I think we easily can get him into that 6th inning. We only need 1 out in that 6th inning too. doesn't have to finish it for us. So at the number of plus 130 on DraftKings, I think that there's actually a good bit of value there. So I like that one.
I know it's baseball season because when they go to a commercial break, I'm just sitting there screaming at a manager that cannot hear me to make a decision to not leave the guy who's like the guy who's warming up. And I know he's warming up. I'm like, no. Just leave him in there. Come on. I'll be right there with you. I love that play. All right, let's take a plays from Sportsline. We got a pair of them from the simulation. The first one is going to be Royals minus 1.5 plus 112. A-Mags, do you have any thoughts there and sort of just sort of a reaction, a thought on where the value might be with Kansas City?
So I looked at Bobby Witt's props this morning and it was at 2.5 for hits, runs, RBIs. You're paying juice. I don't love that. I think that that's actually not a great play, but that's one of the guys that I would take any of the hitting props any day because I think he's a stud. And if I'm going to bet anything this game, it would be on the KC side. I do not like Chris Flexen on the other side. We also saw Luis Robert leave the game injured yesterday. I don't think he plays, so I definitely would take that side.
All right, and then in the association, we got a little Nick Claxton over 21.5 points and rebounds. I wish I could give you my best Kins here, but McKenzie's in Phoenix. You know, check out all the Sportsline socials, all the CBS Sports socials. I'm sure that she would agree with the simulation as well. All right, we got a little bit of baseball. We've got some Final Four coming up. And a reminder that new BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. You just need to place your first wager of at least $10, and you will receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's EDGE. New customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Again, that is with code EDGE. All right, A-Mags, we appreciate you dropping those baseball picks, but we're going to turn our attention to the hardwood. So coming up on the other side, Mike McClure and myself breaking down one, two, both of the national semifinals next.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
Hello, everyone. It's Micah Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.
There we go. All right, Mike. Let's go in the order of the games as they're going to unfold. First one, 6:09 p.m. Eastern time, tip-off. You can watch it on TBS, you can stream it on Paramount Plus. So what are we going to do with NC State and Purdue? The first time in Final Four history since we've started tracking weights, which is 2000, but the first time since 2000, two players of 275 pounds or more on the same floor. But you might be attacking this game a different way. So what do you think the best bet is for Purdue and NC State?
Yeah, that is a fascinating stat overall there, Chip. I'm looking at the total in this one. I look at totals pretty much anytime we get to the Final Four like this. I think the thing to point out, these are not played in normal basketball arenas. This is played in a massive football arena. Sightlines are very, very different. So I've isolated the NC State team total in the first half. It is a very specific bet. You can find this one on FanDuel. It's under 31.5 plus 102, basically fading the 32nd point from NC State in the first half of this game. So when you look at the way NC State started in a few games, most notably that Duke game, they started incredibly slow, were able to make good adjustments, and they've made adjustments really in every single game that they've played, but there will certainly be an adjustment period to playing against Zach Edey. I think this game is featuring limited possessions early, but I also, again, want to still talk about the sight lines. It's very difficult to shoot in these arenas. It does. You obviously have a lot of warm-up sessions. You have a lot of time before the game, but it's so difficult to simulate actual game speed reps that they just don't simply see them that often here. And it does impact shooting. So I'm going under 31.5 in the first half for NC State.
Yeah, one thing I love about that, and a lot of members of the Early Edge fam in the chat are discussing just, you know, almost a system play for first half unders in both of these games, but you've isolated NC State, and the reason why I love that is Purdue's one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country in terms of percentage. They don't shoot them all that often compared to, obviously, Alabama or some of the other teams here, but still, if there's a team between Purdue or NC State that is going to be less affected by the sight lines, I think it would probably be the team that is right around 40% three-point shooting. So I love the fact that you're going to isolate the NC State side of that from the first half under perspective. All right, I'm going to go with the Purdue team total under for the game. I think we got it right at 78.5. So the key number for NC State in this magical run, I mean, yes, DJ Burns has been tremendous and the vibes have been incredible, but there is something beyond the Chipolytics, just a hard number. And that hard number is 40%, because in each of the last six games, NC State has held their opponent to under 40% shooting. And these have not been, you know, these have been in arenas that are basketball arenas, not even football arenas. Heck, let's take it all the way back to the beginning of this magical postseason run. You know, each of the last nine opponents for NC State average all of them together right at 40% field goal shooting. The magic to NC State has come from the way that they lock in on the defensive side. And I think that the way that they play actually gives them an opportunity to, you know, narrow the margins against a team like Purdue, because no team in Power Conference basketball uses full court pressure more than the Wolfpack. And what that does is it speeds up the opponent. It also might be able to lead to some turnovers for Purdue point guard Braden Smith, because if you are to track the ups and the downs for Purdue's offense, a lot of it comes to whether or not Braden Smith's going to be able to take care of the ball. So with NC State, you know, using that full court pressure, they also limit the number of times Purdue's going to be in the half court. And if you look at points per possession in half court offense, Purdue's one of the best in the country. And so what happens over the course of the game? Are they able to keep it within the margin of the spread? I don't know, because they also still have to score against Zach Edey on the other side. But I do love that NC State's defense, which has been tremendous in this postseason run, and that full court pressure, which can get them Purdue offense out of sync. I think it keeps them under the total. So give me Purdue team total under 78.5. Any thoughts on either of those, or any other final thoughts on this first game before we hit a break and then tackle the nightcap?
Yeah, I mostly agree on a lot of it. I'm under for the full game, under in the first half on NC State. I think that it's possible that Purdue runs away with it late, but I am still leaning under here.
Absolutely. All right. And then we are going to get to the nightcap, which, of course, features the reigning champion UConn Huskies, who have won every single daggum tournament game by double digits since the start of the last NCAA tournament. Can Alabama keep it close? We'll get into that and more next.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
Citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Back here on the Early Edge, presented by BetMGM, we go to the nightcap. That is going to be UConn, the one seed, against Alabama, the four seed. Alabama, of course, taking out North Carolina in the Sweet 16, outlasting Clemson in the Elite Eight to make the Final Four for the first time in program history. No official play for you, Mike. So just give me your general handicap sense, which way you're leaning on this game.
Well, I don't want to give away too much. I think you do have a play on this one here, Chip, but I like Alabama here. I make the number 8. We'll be looking to grab in-game if they fall behind at all for sure. I don't think that Klingon's going to play much in this game. I think he's going to play a max 22, 23 minutes here. I think that Alabama has the size. I think it's very underrated, their size. 3 guys, 6'11", all can run, all can score from the perimeter as well. So I think this is a good spot for Alabama. Personally, I think UConn is undoubtedly the best team in college basketball. I think they ultimately win the game, but I think it's too many points here. So if I had to play it, it would be on the Bama side.
Yeah, oil and water in terms of style here. I am on Alabama, and the thing that I've got my eyes on is whether or not this Crimson Tide team defensively can be patient and stay locked in, because UConn is going to work the ball around. They're going to run their motion offense. They're going to try to find and exploit some matchups that they have with all their different versatile pieces. But you mentioned that size. What do we see in the Sweet 16? 6'11", big man Grant Nelson goes absolutely off. And then in the Elite Eight, it was Jaren Stevenson, the freshman. So you've got a North Dakota State transfer. You've got a true freshman that are playing some of their best basketball of the season at the right time. And they are both athletic rim runners that can stretch Klingon out or get to the basket. On CBS Sports HQ earlier this week, I was asked to put together a recipe for the upset for Alabama. And Mike, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but you know, the producer gives us the topic. You start working through it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, well, daggum, that's my pick. Like, I become so convinced after putting together my argument, I was like, that actually makes a lot of sense. And so the key players here, I mean, obviously Alabama, they're going to shoot a ton of threes. I think they probably need to shoot 38, 39, 40%, which, by the way, in this tournament, they're shooting 41% on average. It's not crazy for them to be able to hit those numbers. But getting Donovan Klingon in foul trouble or playing him off the floor with Stevenson and with Nelson, those are going to be huge keys for me. I tell you what, UConn has won every game in this tournament by an average of 22, 23 points per game. I definitely don't think it's going to be that. But I really like the volatility that you have with Alabama's pace, three-point shooting, and the versatility of those bigs. So I'm going to take the Crimson Tide, and I will gobble up every bit of those 11.5 points. Huskies probably do advance, but as I like to say, that's too many daggum points. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen. I am on Purdue team total under 78.5 in the first game against NC State, then Alabama plus 11.5 against UConn. Mike McClure taking the first half team total under 31.5 for NC State. A-Mags coming in with a pair of baseball plays for us. Pete Alonso over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. And then Tyler Wells over 15.5 outs. Just need him to get to that sixth inning. Sportsline coming through with Royals minus 1.5 at plus money. And in the NBA, Nick Claxton over 21.5. Listen, we know that a lot of people consume the Early Edge on various platforms. Please do, you know, take us on the go. Listen to the audio side. And when you're here, watch along on YouTube, of course, smash that subscribe, smash that like button. For A-Mags and Mike McClure, I'm Chip Patterson, and this has been The Early Edge, presented by BetMGM.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.